Well, it's on Friday.
Thursday.
Tomorrow. Tomorrow they do.
So go back tomorrow, Evan.
This is bad. He has a loose idea what day it is. Yeah. Every day is Friday for Matt, to be fair. So.
Did you get your nap in today?
I did not. I was working hard this morning.
Matt, when did you find out the kickoff time for the Badgers against Illinois?
Oh, God. Yesterday.
Yeah.
When? On the show?
Yeah, on the show, because I was like, oh, yeah, tailgate time.
Why does it have to be at 6:30 at night?
It's horrible.
Yeah, that's brutal. Yeah.
For the prime time, baby.
I don't get it.
Illinois, Wisconsin.
Well, how will
the
attendance
be? Two Midwestern teams clash.
Snuffle. I think it'll be. I do think that there's a little bit of juice, though, since they beat Washington. It does feel slightly different. Maybe I'm just biased or misperceiving that, but I just feel like there's a little bit of a different, I don't know, tone around.
We're really good against teams ranked 20 or.
Oh, really good, because they beat them one time during Luke Fickell's tenure.
We're 1-0 against teams ranked between 20 and 25 this year.
Washington was the least attended game that I've been to as a fan or covering it. But, it was sleet. It was the first nasty day of weather. It was a really special experience, though, to be there, because it's like those who were there were diehards. Like, they knew who Carter Smith was, the fourth-string quarterback.
Tell me about him, okay? Because I want to understand that.
So
is he the guy that I, as a fan and an alum, can latch onto and feel like, all right, this is now going to head in the right direction?
Is he going to stay here?
If he gets this win with the one over Washington and then having a good first half against Indiana and then having a win here against Illinois,
he
might be
98 total yards against Indiana.
Yeah,
so
but the first half was over half his yards. He had a great pass.
Yes.
And the defense
he
held him in.
A great pass.
I'm just saying, Evan, in today's landscape of NIL, he was able to sit long enough where this is still his redshirt season. So he's still a redshirt freshman.
So he has four after this?
Still has four after this. Yeah.
Wow.
If he plays well here and gets another top 20 to 25 win, and he's 2-0 against teams that are in the 20 to 25 range in ranking, he's gone.
Wait, so well, you're
so
saying that
say
Molly said twice. Molly said twice he's leaving. You're saying that.
I'm just saying that the landscape of college athletics, like, you don't know who's going to stay. And if he starts having success, is he going to want to stay at Wisconsin? Is Wisconsin going to be that great of a program to stay here?
But look at your face for people watching on the YouTube stream.
No. I know I need Botox, okay? Thanks for reminding me.
What? That's not what I was saying.
Savage.
I'm saying.
Go to cardboard.
Why are you always frowning?
No, I wasn't even saying that. I'm saying, like, you're squinting your eyes and ready to fight about how frustrated you are. And how factually you're saying, oh, if this player is good and this player outperforms his contract, so to speak, it's not to stay here, it's for someone else.
Okay.
But that's a gut punch for someone like me who's an alum who was here from 98 to 02 where no one would leave this school.
Mm-hmm.
I remember we had a backup quarterback who left to go to Yale once because for academics. He never played. I don't know why I remember that. But like, we had no one that wanted to leave, ever. You wanted to, for guys that were graduating for after 4 years that would be first-round picks, they would be like, can I stay a fifth year? And now you're telling me if someone's good, they're just going to leave?
I mean,
that's a gut punch.
Okay, so let's all imagine ourselves as being Carter Smith, right? We have this much time left, right? Carter Smith, that's his name?
Okay. I can give you a
background. You gave me a look that I was like nervous that I said his name wrong.
No, you said it right. I was giving a little background on him as well. So the reason why everyone's so excited about him is that he initially committed to Michigan.
Oh, that's our equipment over there.
Our four-star quarterback committing to Michigan. And
speaking of Michigan, Jim, do you want to correct something?
Yeah, Michigan was ranked number 20 when they beat the Badgers. Michigan, the Wolverines.
Oh, that's right.
So they're 1-1 against teams ranked 20 to 25.
Boo.
But
you could just lower it to 23 to 25, because weren't they 23, Washington?
They were.
Yeah. Why are we getting away? No context. Go back
anyway,
to this.
Yes. Okay. See, so. I had a good question.
Yeah.
So
okay.
If you were Carter Smith, all of us,
yeah,
and you had success, let's say you beat a couple ranked teams, and then you ended up being decently good, and you started to get interest from other schools, better schools, what is happening?
The lights just went out.
What was that?
I
think it's because we all were so still for so long. No, it's we have these banners behind, or Stefan repeats behind Matt Hamilton and Evan Cohen. These are light censored where they will turn off if nobody's moving around.
That's going to be a problem tomorrow.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
Ryan, so. You're just going to have to come in and just wave your hand around.
It's just the ambiance.
They're going again. Oh, boy.
There we go.
Yeah, this is fantastic.
Hold on.
Yeah. All right, there we go. I don't think that's going to help because it's behind the signs there. So, we'll
but
get
anyways,
to that,
anyways, oh, if God. You if you have a little bit of success as Carter Smith in his shoes, you have this many more years. You're so young in college, and you start getting interest from other bigger programs. Are you going to go to other bigger programs that are going to offer you more money? Because I don't think Wisconsin's going to offer you money.
Molly, here's the problem. if you're asking me with my sensibilities as me pretending I'm him, my answer is no, because I went to school here, I graduated here, and my life, my wife went to school here, she graduated from here. My life is so much better because I was a student and still a member of the alumni at the University of Wisconsin.
I get it, yeah.
Now, I also was not offered millions of dollars to go to another student radio station.
That's fair.
I don't know what I would have done.
Like, just feel like if he had two of the exact same offers in front of him, the Badgers as they are now, and let's say Michigan.
You're going to Michigan.
No doubt there's a better situation for football in Michigan right now. I don't see what the appeal is anymore for Wisconsin to keep the students.
Right. Because Wisconsin, in this scenario, what I was trying to set up was the safety school. He was kind of left without a school. So
you should have given the context.
But yeah. So the Badgers scooped him up late. Because they
Where
were
did he want to go?
Michigan. But they recruited someone over him.
They got the other guy.
Right, but he wasn't committed.
Underwood?
Yes, but when Carter was committed, Underwood was not there.
Right.
And so once he came through, then he came to Wisconsin.
Yeah, you're not playing over him.
So it's a safety salary he got. Right, it's a safety school for – so that's why I would say he's definitely gone.
But the counter to the counter is – why am I having such success so early in my college career? Oh, maybe I just fit with this coach, with this program, with this system, and maybe if another school is offering me $10, but the Badgers can only offer me $8, maybe the difference between the $2 is just that clearly I know it can work here because that's why they're offering me $10, because it's working here. And I have 4 more years left. And the reality is if I'm good and I'm this good, I won't need all 4 because maybe I can go to the NFL. But this is where probably the program mindset has to change, because we as a program forever, led by Coach Alvarez, have this kind of you've got to work your butt off to prove it. And then once you prove it, you got to prove it again, and then prove it again, and prove it again. And that's what makes him the iconic Hall of Fame coach that he is. Because you recruit, and then you basically de-recruit, is what it's called forever in coaching, where, all right, I got Jim Rutledge. Cool. Well, now you're here. You've done nothing here. That's cool that you were great in high school. You've done nothing here. Mm-hmm. You got 4 to 5 years to be good here. And I'm not going to treat you like a 5-star. The 5-star gets you here. Now you have to be 5 stars here. And so the reality now is Wisconsin as a program, what we probably have to do is ante up for unproven and bet on future success, not on past. And that's the reality. And that's probably uncomfortable because Chris McIntosh was raised with Coach Al. When did he start playing? How old was Mac when he started? Not, I don't mean when he was on the team. I mean when he actually started playing. Tausch took 5 years.
Yeah.
Right?
Mac was probably a little bit earlier, but 19, probably a teenager, maybe 20. So 2 or 3 years here, yeah.
Find out when McIntosh really started like playing.
Yes.
Because he was, I mean, that's when I was in school, when he was at one of the tackles along with Aaron Gibson. And he was a first-round pick by the Seahawks. And so it worked out for him. But I don't know that it was upon arrival. I don't know that
that's
he was in the Carter
Smith. That's
pretty rare
at Wisconsin in general, to your point. Like, yeah. Most of the guys have to sit for a bit. One thing, and you can chime in on this, 844-770-3776. Carbo's talking text line list is more. Evan, you were kind of offended that maybe Wisconsin is a starter school for the premier prospects, but is it offending you more that Wisconsin could be a safety school for premier prospects or a starter school for premier prospects, football specifically?
Well, a safety school would allow for us to keep that player for 4 to 5 years. Oh, I didn't want to go here initially, but then I ended up here. Oh, my God, this place is amazing. I don't ever want to leave. Mm-hmm. I get 4 to 5 years potentially out of that player. A starter school means that someone – use baseball terminology. The opener – we're the opener. Somebody else is pitching the rest of the 8 innings. Like, that's not us. So I'd rather be a safety school than a starter school.
Yeah, 100%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd agree.
Was that a debatable question?
Well, I mean, if you are the safety
Jim will
school,
debate you now.
Yeah, you want somebody to leave?
No, but that doesn't mean
well,
they're not going to leave as your safety school.
Might mean you get a better player, but just for 1 year.
Yeah, safety school doesn't guarantee. Yes, to Matt's point that they're going to stay forever.
Well, guess what? We're not good with the starter school with the 1 year thing, and I'll tell you why. Because Russell Wilson is not celebrated the way that I think he should be at the University of Wisconsin, and he was only here for 1 year. So historically, if you look at what we celebrate the out-of-nowhere people. We celebrate the people that are going to be here for a long period of time. We celebrate whoever you deem to be the greatest players in Wisconsin history. And I know J.J. Watt went to Central Michigan first, but the reality is, like, of just the people that we know and we interact with, to Tausch is celebrated because he never left, right? Now, I don't know where he would go. Nobody wanted him. But
I thought there was he was on his way out the door, and then someone grabbed him.
Back to the farm? I mean, yeah, that's
I thought he was transferring to like a D. We'll have to ask him. He was going to go to like a D2 school. And
okay, well, that,
a coach figured
out. He's not going to Michigan.
Yeah,
No. Joe Thomas is celebrated because he was here the whole time, right?
And then in Cleveland the whole time.
Right. But I'm saying that's what we... Bollinger.
Yeah.
We celebrate Ron Dane.
That's my concern.
Does Ron Dane leave today?
Yes.
If Ron Dane... November 13th, 99, I want to say, was the day he broke the record. So that would have been his senior year, I would assume, obviously.
A week ago today. Huh? You said November 13th.
Yeah, 99.
Okay.
Yeah, nailed it.
Am I right about that?
Yeah.
Okay. So that would have been probably his senior year. That would have been, because I was there against Iowa. So that means he was already, I want to say his freshman year bowl game was against Utah, if I'm not mistaken, that he started racking up a lot of numbers. And so that year, then into the second year, oh my God, it's Ron Dane. You're saying if he did that today, he's out?
Yes, and that's my concern.
He's
going to
call from an SEC school that could offer him more money, and I think right now at the end of the day, dollars is the biggest thing.
So we just shouldn't have a football program.
Well, we can't have a football program the way that you remember it, I remember it, the way Barry and Tarek and Derek and everyone else remembers it, and fans are going to have to get over the fact in football, they're going to be one and done, even if they're not freshmen. It could be a senior one and done. That's what's working for basketball. They bring in the olds, the 22, 23-year-olds who are grown men going against teenagers, and it's working for Greg Gard. And they're one-and-done guys.
But
we
you
can
have one or two of those.
But I think this is...
I don't know that you can have one or two on a football team and all of a sudden clinch everything. That like, oh, we're good to go.
Right.
Like Miami should be in the college football playoff, but Miami brings in Carson Beck, who I don't think is particularly great, honestly, as a quarterback. But that's going to be their model. And next year you'll see, I think they'll end up, if I had to bet on it, with Lenora Sellers, the South Carolina quarterback, and they'll churn that way. But if it doesn't end up where you want it to end up, what is it exactly?
But then you're at least building excitement every year. Then
am
you're
I right
more
about
money
the Utah bowl game? Or am I wrong about
the
that?
The Utah bowl game I could not find. I did find the stats for Chris McIntosh, though.
Yeah.
He started 50 career games in over 4 years, so he was starting.
He was starting right away. Okay. All right. My apologies.
After 1 year, do you think he stays with the Badgers, an offensive lineman like that?
That's a great question to ask him.
Yeah.
You started. Yeah. I didn't realize this. So you started your entire freshman year per primetime. If it was today, would you leave?
A great one.
He's never going to say yes, obviously, because why would he leave his own program?
Right.
But that's the predicament we are now in.
Mm-hmm. But I think we have
the
to get out.
Answer's like, yeah, there's not enough money here. Yeah.
What? Nolan. Hold on. Nolan, I'm on the air live on ESPN.
So
Madison.
I just don't, like, hi. This is my concern, Evan. Like, is we heard Tarek and Barry and everyone get mad at Jesse Nelson for asking, like, can you be as good as Illinois? We can't live in the past, and we can't recruit in the past, and we can't have the type of system we had in the past. It has to, and I think that's why Luke Fickell was brought here. I think Mac recognizes that, and that's why he brought Fickell in, and Badger fans don't like any of this, and it's not Luke Fickell's fault. It's everyone's fault who thinks the way that Evan thinks and the way that I think of, like, we need our guys to be here forever.
No,
and
NIL shouldn't have changed the landscape of Badger football.
We should only give NIL money to offensive linemen.
Running backs.
We won't need to in that scenario.
That's a good point because we'll have offensive linemen.
Give as much NIL money to offensive linemen and then find a running back who has no opportunities but is good enough. Find a quarterback who understands I don't give the ball to the other team, but I may not be able to throw it 60 yards. Find wide receivers who are looking to block because we are never going to be a high-powered offense. It's never going to happen. But what we should be is eating the defenders for dinner.
Yeah.
And you should have all of the great offensive linemen that come out of this great state, and that's where the money should go. And then no one is paying for the big offensive linemen. They're paying for defenders. They're paying for quarterbacks, wide receivers, running backs. Mm-hmm. You have to – Joe Thomas and I were talking about this on Wildy and Tausch the other day. You have to find value where others don't. That's money ball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would run the wishbone. I don't give a crap. I don't care if a quarterback throws zero times a game. Don't care. If we can run the football because we have the best offensive lineman, if we have five Chris McIntoshes, then go. Do it. That's our only way.
Amen.
All right. Chalmers, Julius, in Madison, and in Middleton.
Is that Barry or Derek?
That's Derek.
Amen.
By the way, your Utah State question, what was it again? Utah State. That's
No, said Utah. Barry's, you got Jordan Love on your mind.
Ron Dane's bowl game, the first bowl game that Ron Dane played in.
freshman year. I was looking up his 1999 stats. He killed Murray State to begin the season, in case you were wondering.
I wasn't.
Okay. It was very high on my wondering list there.
As it should have been. As it should have been.
Yeah, okay. A massive game against Hawaii, too, if we're just naming random games that he had good games in.
Why wouldn't we?
He had a massive game against everyone.
Right.
What a time to be alive as a Badger fan.
Are you going to give us a number, or should I just...
I'm getting there.
Because you were yelling at me about the clock, and now we're just...
Yeah, no, it was against Utah in the bowl game. He had 30 carries for 246 yards, 3 touchdowns.
Against who?
Against Utah in the Copper Bowl.
You have an interesting brain. Bowl.
Yeah.
The amount of things that you've pulled today,
What's the most impressive... I mean, I use impressive. What's the most pathetic?
Pathetic?
Just what impressed you about Evan's memory there?
Thank you for translating.
Well, now I got the Utah thing in my brain. I'm trying to think of other ones that
I remember because I was in Mexico on a family vacation with other families watching a bowl game that I didn't know I was going to Wisconsin on the bar TV, like a bar restaurant TV. And then when I committed as if somebody was recruiting me, when I decided to go to Wisconsin, I retroactively thought about, oh, yeah, I remember watching that running back. He was really good on a bowl game. And I want to say that must have been either a New Year's Eve or a December 30th game.
My goodness.
All right.
I was most impressed when you reset our show for Jim and said it was Jim at Molly. I'm Evan Cohen. Here's Jim Rutledge.
Prime time?
It was December 27th.
Wow.
My wife's birthday.
There you go.
That's why you remember it.
Well, she wasn't my wife at the time, but I didn't know her at the time.
Chalmers Jewelers in Madison and in Middleton. They're custom jewelry. They're locally owned jewelry. They are family-owned jewelry. Thanks, Evan.
Oh, you're welcome.
This is Jim Matt Nye, presented by Coors Light.
I thought you were going to have a longer read there.